ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। हैविंग हर्ड द सॉन्ग, द साउंड ऑफ साइलेंस, I'm deliberately slowing down my words so that you can get the translation. As Baba says, sometimes we take songs from the Laukik world. They were inspired to create those songs, but the meaning is very close to our heart. You're not getting translation? Translation okay? Can you just raise your hands, those who can't find translation, those who don't have translation? Okay, I think everybody got translation. So are we all well grounded in silence? Because where there is no silence, there is no meaning in life. Just like we put the punctuation marks, a dot, a comma, an exclamation mark, a question, then only we can find sense. So if we are not well grounded in silence, we cannot undertake that journey, or we cannot continue it the way we wish to. So first and foremost, I would say a big thank you to all the brothers and the different departments of Gyan Sarovar who right now they are in a festive mood because they have to do all the preparations for Diwali. So they have been sacrificing their time and energy to give us all the help to put up this hall. The second thing is that those of you who had asked to be transferred to have this program in meditation hall, I wish to inform you that there's going to be classes in the evening there. That's why perhaps tomorrow morning we will see how it is. We can transfer our morning session there and on Friday. So that will make it easier for you to hear the translation from your booth. So coming back to the theme today, we say it's a journey. If we watch, since I got the title Manmana Bhava to Madhyaji Bhava, I've been specially picking up points that Baba refers directly to the in Murli, and you'll find some of the notes, some of the quotes of the Murli in your notebook that we can refer to. So first and foremost, this retreat is a treat for ourselves. And it is also a tribute to Brahma, Baba and the ancestor souls. So we are surrounded in this room by our ancestor souls. Let us create, invoke their presence throughout our whole journey. It's like, let us feel that we are sitting in the lap, in their lap. Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba and all the ancestors hold the blueprint for the new age to come. And in that blueprint, each and every one of us have our own blueprint of our perfect stage. Right? So, to pay homage, tribute to Brahma Baba, again I'm going to refer to a beautiful song. You will find the translation in your pack later on. The song has been prepared by Laukik people and sung by the famous artist in India. I'll read it to you. Salutations to Brahmaputra. Salutations to Brahmaputra. I bow down to you, Brahmaputra. At times you flow peacefully, and at times you flow fiercely. Each moment a new image. O companion of my life, keep flowing like that. You are the world, O Father Brahma. Salutation to Brahmaputra. I bow down to you, Brahmaputra. In the waves, in your waves, we find the embrace of a father. With your drops, crops thrive. Since eternity, your banks have been the treasure, life, treasure of life. Keep flowing like that. Keep flowing on this earth. You are the blue scarf on the shoulder of the country. Salutations to Brahmaputra. I bow down to you, Brahmaputra. In your waves, we find the fluctuations of your life. With your drops, you wash away the tears of the world. You are not a river. You are a big stream, never showing anger. From years you have been flowing. What you have not had to bear, here resides the heartbeat for which you are the protector. Salutations, at times you flow peacefully, at times fiercely, each moment a new image. Okay, so I take a just brief break to welcome officially Didi Nirmala and Santosh Ben, who have taken out their precious time to give their blessings for this program that we are going to embark on. So now we will all be putting up the red light and invoke Brahma Baba and listen to this beautiful song. Especially we have put it on the clip, you'll be able to see the vibrations, the feelings that the artists are depicting for Brahma Baba. Brahmaputra is the biggest river in India, which Baba says is the memorial of Brahma Baba. So let's listen to the song.
Yeah. कण का तू ही है रखवाला
Proceed with a solemn candle lighting ceremony. We will be inviting all of you to chant Om while Didi will be proceeding. Didi and Didi, Didi Nirmala and Didi Santosh. We invite both of you to come. Gita and Mala Ben, Gita Ben and Mala Ben equally. We'll have one candle, it's a fragrant candle. As we light the candle, as deities are lighting the candle, we allow the fragrance of the soul to emerge with this lamp lighting to give a fragrance to the whole retreat. Okay, we start. Also to sisters from Mauritius to be present on the stage as well. So once again, a most warm welcome to each and every one of you present. Especially Didi Nirmala and Didi Santosh, who having sacrificed their time. So I just now set the tone of the program that we'll be having. We have already embarked and we are already journeying through this passage from Iron Age to Golden Age. Right now what I can observe is that there are many groups of Brahmins all over the world who are doing their own way, finding their own way to proceed with this pilgrimage in unique, wonderful ways. Right now in US, the program started with Mahadani, 25th August to 18th January. It's a wonderful program that is deeply, deeply connected with this journey, Manmanabhava, to Madhyaji Baba. And then in between, Baba used to say that in the end there will be, is the speed of what I am speaking okay or slower? Slower? Okay. So there are different groups in the Brahmin world on one side doing special intense effort making, like the group Mahadani we just mentioned. Africa, they have got a project called pose for peace. There is in India, perhaps Didi Santosh will tell of Russia what's happening there. There is in India, I know many different groups of people, there's a wonderful group called Sakash Group, and they are performing miracles out of the Sakash they are doing. There are also a group in India, I don't know where is the source really, but we get it on WhatsApp. They put clips, video clips, excerpt of Baba in line, in synchronicity with the Murli of the day. And when we hear Baba's voice, it is a big, big plus in our efforts. So it's not something new that we are doing. Last Kalpa we were here, and also in the pilgrimage also it's nothing new. But the shift that we want to bring today is that all the time when we come to Madhuban, our first and foremost aim is to take and take and take. But this time I'm going to ask the whole group, each and every one of us, to do an exploration, an experimentation on each and one of us. We are going to find our own uniqueness. On Sunday morning, Baba said, each one is a Dadi Didi. Right? So each one is special. Baba loves each and every one. Of course, we have all the love and respect, but somehow we have to define our own speciality. And the blueprint of that speciality is found within us. Our uniqueness in our deeply buried in our mind and our hearts. Plus, the blueprint of the new age to come is the senior souls and the ancestor souls surrounding us today, because we are invoking them. Can you feel their steps here? They're not physical steps. But when you look at each and every one here, each picture speaks volumes. Baba said in the end, this Gyan will spread like wildfire, and the social media is doing it. And on the other side, I think Baba is fast also preparing the new kingdom, because there are souls that are just leaving Baba. So I think Baba is fixing the roles. I may be wrong. So here is the context. I think we are going to revise a little bit. Last season, when Baba came briefly, he mentioned the word pass in three dimensions. One is to pass our exams with honor. The other is to get rid of our past. And the third is to be. Can you provide the meaning? To be very close to Baba. Passing means very close. So the aim of this retreat is to move close to Baba by creating a synergy, okay, of our specialities. 1 plus 1 in our language, BK language, is how much? 12. 1 plus 1 is equal to 11. Plus 1 is equal to 111. So our little efforts put together, we are trying to create a mighty wave that's going to help in bringing about the new world to come. So that was one I mentioned about the tribute to Baba. The second is trying to create a synergy. Then recollecting what Baba mentioned in the season, last season, was the word path and the year of completion. And all these activities that we will be doing, you will find in your pack, there is an invitation, initial invitation, that outlines the spirit of the retreat. the sub theme of the retreat is to have a close view, a close up view. Just like when we take a magnifying glass and look at a wet flower, we can see the minute details. So we want to capture. That's why we need to have a big blend of silence and sound. We allow the mirror of silence to magnify our feelings, pure feelings that are going to emerge from Gyan. Yesterday, the other day we listened to Baba. Baba said knowledge is not enough, but we need to water the seed of knowledge with love. So this love is expressed in feelings. So how do we see those feelings? It is in the mirror of silence. So in your pack, you'll find a little bit a spirit of that retreat. So one is seeing through a magnifying glass of silence. The other is through telescope. Like Baba says, in science, they are finding refined ways, no? So we in silence, we need to refine. Baba has given us the two gifts of divine insight and divine intellect. We need to catch now what is our perfect form. Okay, each one of us relatively speaking. So you find that's invitation. The second is an article of Jayanti Ben on this subject. Just for reference sake, we have put, since the season started on the theme Man Mana Bhava Madhyaji Bhava, we have been having a showers I would say, of focused classes from seniors. I will be advising you to continue this journey back home by listening to those classes. So one is for Didi Jayanti, we have put in the file. You have a translation of Brahmaputra song. You have a notebook. In the notebook is the page up. In between the pages, there's the process that we need to follow. So one of the process you'll find is written clearing out. So tomorrow you'll see what it replies. So in this way, just watch on that. You can find from your translators what is written. Very few things have been written in the book. They're just the signpost. And you'll find in the back in your notebook, there's a symbol. You know the four symbols of Vishnu? So you'll find one symbol. And we'll have group work on that symbol. Then you'll find a small yellow paper and a big white paper in your pack. The big white paper will be when you'll be doing the clearing exercise. You will be given the instructions, or you will yourself find out what we need to write on it. And the small yellow paper, this is what you're going to read, this, write the seed. The seed of all our weaknesses and shortcomings and defects or whatever we find which is negative in our life, which is still somewhere haunting our effort. So on that tiny small piece of paper, we'll have a ceremony tomorrow outside where we're going to burn this piece of paper. Then you'll have a name tag and pen in your pack. The name tag, you use it during the retreat, and afterwards we will send it back to the Gyan Sarovar office because it can be used later. And then you'll find a mandala of the heart, which tomorrow we'll proceed. That I just gave you a brief overview of it. Tomorrow what's going to happen through the process. But tomorrow we are going to have it in a more detailed way. So we find out whether the morning session we will have the meditation hall to facilitate translation. Otherwise we will continue when the meditation hall is not available, we'll continue the sessions here. So now I'll be inviting Didi, whose presence is really a great booster for us, both Didis. And we have also in our midst Sister Gita and Sister Mala. We'll be asking the sisters first. We create some silence. And we are going to invite them to pronounce what Baba says in Hindi, Ashish Vachan, blessing, powerful blessing for the good auspices of the running of this retreat. Then Didi will give her final we do on that. Malaben, you come on the stage. So we start with Gita Ben in the meantime.
Om Shanti, dear respected Didi, I hope 1.5 day we will become the image of Manmanabha. Thank you.
Didi ji, Santosh Benji, I really appreciate the topic that we are going to have written on that. Om Shanti.
Okay. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. So you are so wonderfully welcomed to spend these two special days before Diwali in a enlightened stage. You are happy, yeah? And why this has happened? Because Baba loves us. And when Baba loves, what he does? So do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. Baba is loving you. Sit down and I will, you know, give a special attention on you. And as you heard from Sister Gayatri, beautiful inspiration that how we can make best use of this retreat. Can you just slow down this? It's a big echo. Reduce the volume a bit. We see the image of Brahma Baba always in front of us. As the example to follow for our efforts. So this is not just for repeating that we have to follow Brahma Baba, but we have to follow. Then question comes, in what we have to follow Brahma Baba? So luckily, these expressions are the foundation for following Man Mana Bhav. In this we have to follow Brahma Baba. But how Baba could be Manmana Bhav? How every time Baba's heart was connected to one? And that was because Baba had underlined one lesson for every second, and that was drama. And drama was not drama. Oh my drama, no. There was a prefix and suffix. And the prefix and suffix, they were same. Vaha, drama, vaha. So drama is, no, what drama? No, drama is wonderful because it is beneficial. And because of this experience, at every moment, Baba's mind was stable. And because mind was stable, mouth was not creating chaos. Because when mind is not stable on drama, yes, we know drama, but we don't think of drama as vaha, drama, vaha. So mind is having questions, and then mouth creates chaos, means comments, doubts, complaints, guessing, corrections, chaos. And then there is chaos in the relationships, how there will be synergy. So when each and every special soul sings this song of Vaha Drama, Vaha, no matter what happens, no matter what. And no matter means no matter. Baba said anything under Himalaya. And Himalaya is so big.
But from the heart, when this comes, then this real manmana bhav happens, and then our actions can match divine actions or the actions of deity. Our mouth then follows maryada. Our behavior is within all the disciplines. So that is why no matter what kind of effort you do, you are free to do that. It's a big university. You adopt any kind of method for intense effort, but the result should be Vaha Drama Vaha Dharna for mind. If effort you are doing, but mind is not stable and silence, then it means that effort has some or another kind of defect, or you are keeping this whole study as, you know, theoretical, but you are not thinking of bringing in practical life. So dear brothers and sisters, lots and lots of congratulations. Make use of these 2 days before you go, and Gayatri Ben and the whole team, they have really put a good, sincere, genuine effort into it. They have invested lots of thoughts and of course material expenditures also. So make use of that. Baba with generous heart is giving us this sustenance. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.
Just to supplement a little bit from what Didi has been mentioning, I just want to inform the brothers and sisters that we will be having some moment we will call quiet moment. Suddenly we just that she was saying, we do not do things theoretically. Sometimes we tend to live on the level of the intellect. We understand, but we don't give enough emphasis on practice. So that's why suddenly any moment we just put up a bell or just go into silence and see if we can make the journey back home. That's one thing. And also we'll be telling you also that the timetable, like Didi said, that you are free. So we have unlimited scope of journeying within. So what will happen is that we don't have fixed timetable. We'll find it free-flowing. We'll adjust according to how things are moving, because we didn't know that there was going to be other activities going on together. So we have reduced, instead of 2 days, we're having 1.5. And also, there's two optional exercises for you. Amrit Vela starting at 3:30 a.m. We can have it in this room if you wish. Otherwise, we can go back and join the whole group there. And then one thing you'll find in your timetable, which I forgot to mention, is that after morning Murli, for these 2 days at least, when we have already listened to the morning class, we have read the main points being displayed, we spend about 5 to 10 minutes in Baba's room, picking up the point we have chosen to focus on throughout the whole day. Can we do that and have a nice conversation with Baba? So now I'll be inviting Didi Nirmala to pronounce her versions of blessings. Didi.
Om Shanti. Bhakti, we wandered around a lot to find God. We never thought we can be deities. We just used to worship deities and had desire to have vision of the deities. But now we know we are so fortunate that Baba has giving us the fruit of our half kalpa's bhakti. The first lesson he taught us, man mana bhava. Connect your mind with me. Forget your body, bodily relations, old world. That's the first lesson. So as we continue our journey, we know we will become Madhyaji Bhava. The inheritance will be receiving of golden age, being Lakshmi and Narayan or Narayan, male or female. So there are, Baba says, options you have. More effort you make, higher the status you receive. Not everybody will become Lakshmi Narayan. Everybody will become deities, no doubt. But not everybody world sovereign. And so, the good student want to pass with honors. That is, we want to become sovereign. And Madhuban is the best place to start our effort in that direction. More we practice it over here, easier it will be wherever we are. Because this journey has to last until the end of this life. It's not a short journey. It's quite a long journey, but only rest of this birth. So far, half a kalpa, we tried to have manmana bhava without knowing where we have to focus our mind. Now Baba has come to guide us. As a Satguru, he is guiding us to our stage of Jivan Mukti. So, we are doing this unlimited renunciation. Raja Yoga is unlimited renunciation to reach that stage. Before that we were doing bhakti. Now, jnana, Raj Yoga to reach that destination, which we aim but never imagine how we can reach that, because everybody wanted either moksha or heaven, go to heaven after leaving this body. That was the aim of most of us. So now Baba is showing us the true way, that we can really not only reach heaven, but have sovereignty. Not for one birth, but for 21 births. So such a fortune we have. And so we need to sing only Wah Baba, Wah Drama, Wah Myself. And keep on going with zeal, enthusiasm, and not stopping on the way. Sightseeings will be there. We don't need to stop there. Keep on our journey. And that's what we have to pay attention. These 2 days have that full attention. And I'm sure Baba will take us to our destination. So enjoy this retreat and have that torch with you to guide yourself all the time. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Didi. Thank you, Didi Santosh, Gita Ben, and Mala Ben. Any one of you have any question for today and for the 2 days, remaining days? Anything you want to find out to clarify? Otherwise, those who understand English, you come first and take your pack, and then for the participants from Mauritius, Mobujazit Pandiany, Kaina Banchos in Ikan, Nugitikan in Asse document, Lela Nupudunzut. Ça va? Ok, on va commencer avec les autres. So we will be inviting, we'll continue in this Om Dhwani in the background. Will you give them blessing? You have to go for class? Ok. So thank you anyway. Santosh Ben will be also coming for the second day for the Golden Age session, Madhyaji Bhava. Perhaps Gita Ben and Mala Ben can come in the middle. So we are going to give you the pack and the blessing and toli. So we'll divide these three responsibilities with the three sisters here. So those who will be participants, you take the pack. Eh? Those who won't be participants, who won't be following the full 2 days, you will take whatever you will need. For maybe some, I heard that some of you will be only for the first day. Which is I'll see. So we will also put in the background the music Om Dhwani. We take all in the presence of Baba and we maintain that solemn silence. In absolute soul consciousness, I the soul, having this awareness, the soul, the body is like a machine and I'm separate from the body, you know, like having 100% control over my hands, my physical movements, my thoughts and so on and so forth. So can we put on the music?